This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've talked a lot about fracking on the program, about how natural gas is changing the American economy. We do oil, too, and wind and solar when there's news. But there's more to energy policy than just policy. There's what actually happens out there in the real world when we go in search of other ways to power all the things that we want. Michael Levy takes that broad view in his new book. It's called The Power Surge. Mike, it's good to have you here.
Good to be with you.
You actually start this book, and I'm not giving anything away here, being pulled over by a cop on the highway in Ohio, I guess. And he says, "Are you from the pipeline company?" Tell us about what it's like out there in the field.
When you're driving out in the field, when you're talking
carefully,
to people,
we should say, when you're driving carefully. Right?
Or when you're driving not as carefully as you should. You really see how these debates that we have as theory in Washington and around the country are really about people's lives. And in Ohio, you see that. I spent time with couples that were in disagreement over what they should do with their own property, whether they should lease it to natural gas companies. But the one thing you find is that what's happening in natural gas development has consumed the way people think about the world. That's why when you get pulled over by a cop in Ohio, they ask whether you're with the pipeline company.
When you were leaving, when you were done with that experience out there, did it change how you thought about fracking?
One of the things that being out in the field does to you is make you more sensitive to the local concerns. It's extraordinary how tough a lot of folks have it. You look, for example, in Ohio, where people have been dairy farmers for decades. That is not a thriving industry right now. People have debts. People are struggling. They're looking for something that will take them out. Should we be providing them with other ways to get out? I'm sure we should be, but too often we're not. And it's pretty harsh to say, well, we don't think you should have this option either.
One of the things you point out in this book is the speed with which this energy revolution, if I could, you know, for want of a better term, has come about. And it hit home for me the other day. I was flipping through a slideshow online, and they had a shot of North Dakota 5 or 6 years ago. And today, and that oil field out there, the Bakken oil field, has gone from, you know, nothing in the darkness to a huge enterprise that you can see from space. It's amazing.
Right. You have natural gas that comes out along with the oil that's being produced in North Dakota. And because it's happened so quickly, people haven't put pipelines in place to take the gas away. So you burn the gas, you flare it. It's a sign that we haven't caught up on the ground, but that's only the visible part of what we haven't done to catch up with what's happening in the energy world.
Can you foresee a day when American presidents actually don't have to stand up there anymore and say, we're going to end our dependence on foreign oil? Might we eventually get there?
I think there's a reasonable chance we'll see a day when American presidents don't say we need to end our dependence on foreign oil because we either don't depend on foreign oil or because all the oil we're importing is from Canada and Mexico, and so it's not as salient a problem in people's minds. But what we'll find out at that point is that the things we thought that would deliver, cheap gas for our cars and trucks, protection from events in the Middle East, none of that will have happened. We won't have gotten that from this energy independence we've been talking about for years. Maybe then we'll actually focus on the real problems we have. I'd prefer we do it sooner.
Michael Levy. He's at the Council on Foreign Relations. His new book is called The Power Surge. It's about energy in this country. Mike, thanks a lot.
Thank you.